DW.
In the mountains of Switzerland, water is everywhere. Streams, rivers, and lakes flow into the Grand Dixence, the world's tallest gravity dam. In 1953, 3,000 men started building, and 8 years later, the job was done. Today, the dam generates enough electricity to power 400,000 homes. The area is popular with tourists. 100,000 come each year, enough to support a cable car, hotel, and restaurant. And now that Switzerland has voted to phase out nuclear power, the nation may depend even more on hydroelectric plants. No problem, says Nicolas Bretz, a civil engineer who oversees security at Grand Dixence. He points to a lake above the dam.
At the end of the valley, there are glaciers, and we can get water from many glaciers to fill the dam.
Right now, those glaciers are giving up a great deal of water to the lake. At the start of the next century, Swiss scientists say 80 to 90% of their ice will be gone. But Bretz isn't worried.
One day, perhaps, we will have no more glaciers, and then we'll have water coming from the skies, that means from rain.
And snow. Still, scientists warn that the Alps will be getting less precipitation in the summer, and patterns of snow in winter are also changing.
Les Ains, Les Diablerets, and Champéry, please change to the connecting train.
Got to change to go to the ski stations here.
On a train leaving the nearby town of Sion, we met James Anson and his mother, Marie.
When I was a child, for Christmas, there was always snow. And it was starting around the 5th of December. And we don't see snow sometimes until mid-January.
That's a problem not only for the ski resorts, but for the glaciers, which depend on snow to rebuild after summer meltdowns.
Not all of that snow melts. It stays in place. More snow falls on top of it and turns into ice. And once you have enough ice there, it's actually going to become a glacier.
Twyla Moon is a research scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in the U.S., an organization that tracks the cryosphere, the frozen places on Earth. These days, she says, few glaciers are able to rebuild.
It has been stunning in the worst possible way to see the amount of retreat that is occurring. Glaciers that are retreating miles in just a handful of years. It's dramatic, it's rapid, and it's really unprecedented for human history. Here in Montana, where I live, we have Glacier National Park. Of course, as the name would suggest, it's famous for its glaciers. Unfortunately, we've already lost quite a few of the glaciers.
And the remaining glaciers are likely to disappear over the next few decades. Glaciers in the U.S. and Canada are shrinking faster than any others, but those in Switzerland are a close second. Nevertheless, hydropower in the Alps may survive because water is stored year-round in reservoirs.
Those systems are going to be more resilient to losing glaciers because they can store rain and snow melt and the other forms of precipitation that we might be getting. Whereas there are systems where hydropower is being produced just directly from river flow.
And those places in South America and South Asia are already facing water shortage as glaciers disappear. There are, she adds, a few very cold places where glaciers are still growing.
As the air temperatures warm there, we can hold more water vapor in the air, and that can produce more snowfall. So there are some areas of interior Antarctica, as well as the interior of Greenland, where we'll see additional snowfall and ice production. Unfortunately, we're seeing much more ice loss across the globe than we are seeing any kind of ice gain from additional precipitation.
Which is why Switzerland is preparing for a future where hydropower is supplemented with solar and wind. And like many other countries, looking for ways to pull greenhouse gases from the atmosphere and reduce their warming impact on the globe. For DW, I'm Sandy Hausman in Switzerland.
DW.